went there.
I like it. That was some Glenn Benton level screaming. No one outside of Florida will get that reference.
One day I forget my water bottle.
Oh, is your throat a little... I forget it every day.
A little scratchy.
Oh, no. Poor, like the kittens did to my couch. Oh. Just a little scratchy. It's okay. We're all going to die. It's one of those lovely days here in D.C. By the way, you're listening to Papa's Basement. I am John Papa Giorgio, hence the creepy name. It's one of those days in D.C. where it is raining, but like 80 degrees. And I'm not saying that we have the, you know, cornered the market on like raining while it's hot. I'm pretty sure there's like raining seasons in all those butthole countries I'd never visit. Where it's like, did you get your 18 shots? No. Well, the mosquito bit you.
It's going to be a tough year.
Yeah, exactly. And
in
now
that it ends now.
Yeah.
Yeah. And now you have a 4-year testicle rot or some such. But there's nothing worse here in this area when it's like 75 degrees out and it's pouring because you're walking around in a coat, but you're getting drenched. Then you're going inside to AC, which blasts. You're too hot in the coat, but then you take it off. Your shirt's soaked. All the men are ogling your erect nipples through your top. You just feel like a piece of meat. I hate it.
I know you actually like being ogled.
I do, too.
I do. I like being the center of attention. I don't care whose eyes they are. Just put the eyes on me. All right. Papa's Basement. In papasbasement.com is the show's website until the guy that has Papa's Basement dies.
Oh, God. And let's hope he does.
I'm not wishing the actual Papa ill.
No.
We've talked to him.
Yeah.
We really have. He's an old guy.
Mm-hmm.
Sounds like he had a fulfilling life.
It's not his fault.
That he's old?
His daughter made the site.
Slow march of time.
Yeah, his daughter made the site.
His daughter made the site. Just saying he...
He's cool with us having it.
Yeah. Yeah. Papa seems nice if he has a date with someone by the initials GR soon. So be it. Feel like no one caught that.
Nope.
Grim Reaper.
God. Oh. Nope.
Goddamn dunces.
You know how we're all. Yeah, you know how we're always doing that.
You sons of bitches. Yeah, if you want to get a hold of me on Twitter to see what other old people I wish death upon, at Papa's Basement, and also Facebook.com/Papa's Basement. I feel like we have to plug the social media, but it makes more sense with us.
Yeah.
Like we do funny things on social media. I hate when, like, Whole Foods is like, follow at Whole Foods. What's Whole Foods going
to
do?
Yeah, what are they going to tweet?
Promotions, maybe. You can complain to them and they give you more free samples.
That's all you can do. You can be like, I found like a mouse's head in my garden burger.
I'm upset.
Yeah, and then they always ask you to follow so they can DM you.
Was it a free-range mouse?
I like that. Yeah, it's I don't get company social media at all. They want to act like it's something that matters, and it doesn't. Yeah.
It doesn't.
Oh, only for places that provide like real services, just so that we can have an outlet to complain.
Yeah.
Like Delta.
That is a valid complaint box, though.
They really shouldn't have started it at all.
It's not like you're going to follow at KFC and they're going to be like, what's the difference between a Chinaman and a bucket of chicken?
Box?
You know, something you actually want to read.
Some quality content like that gem.
Something for the ages like that.
Don't worry, we have the answer.
Yeah, instead you're going to get like, what? Just what were the Colonel's 11 herbs and spices? And then it'll be like a picture of Daryl Hammond dressed as the Colonel blowing Norm MacDonald dressed as the Colonel. Wait, I want that to happen.
Yeah, that sounds awesome.
Yeah, and just me tugging furiously to it. So meta. Picture of me tugging to a picture I'm tugging to. So this show, by the way, wait a minute. You two.
We didn't get our blogs.
Names and social media. I could tell by the way
first, Butter.
You
flicked V-Wads at me.
So my name is Kelsey Butterworth, and my Twitter is...
That's not your name.
Yes, it's Butters.
There you go.
Okay. And my
your name
Twitter
is Toby.
Handle. No! My Twitter handle is Butterworth It? And I tweet gems like today, a picture of a street sweeping car vehicle with the caption, while my big car gently sweeps by the streetles.
I love it.
I saw it.
That's fantastic.
And also, she's like, and, how's a Jew like a bucket of chicken?
Yeah, no, I totally...
She
that
did
is,
say that.
She did.
Always, that's my humor.
Always oven jokes, even when it's fried chicken. Continue.
And I am, as always, Pete Maybe. And at Pete Maybe on Twitter.
Oh, you don't? I'm sorry, Butters. Are you recoiling because he's stamping his hand like Hitler at a podium?
Yeah, I like him. I'm doing my Bernie right now. This is my Bernie impression from the two episodes ago.
Are you explaining why Deutschland's going to take over the Ruhr Valley?
I'm happy, maybe. And if you aren't following,
please stop.
Why? I don't understand.
You sound like a horse that's counting.
Are you just following Papa's basement here, waiting for the poppening?
The poppening?
The pappening?
Show a D-pick or something?
Oh, yeah. You mean like when I do an Anthony Weiner?
Yeah.
And it's like at Pete, maybe, and just me holding my hog, tweaking my nips. And I'm like, whoa, that was supposed to be via DM. Wait, that wasn't even. I just got hacked.
Follow me. I'm going to catch it first.
Listen, that's some pretty serious coordination because you also got to set up the tripod. You got to get the angle and the lighting right.
Yeah. No, I'm just doing it with the toe. I'm hitting the selfie stick with the toe.
I see.
There was nothing. This is going to get personal. There was nothing grodier to me than as a guy who hates feet, even girl feet. Mm. And I like the women, but I'm not big on girl feet. Nothing grosser to me than when like a chick was on cam doing things for me. You know, back in the day, 2004.
Yeah, when you were giving her
like a Logitech little eyeball camera with 8 pixels. And she was, you know, you're like, hey, pan down. I kind of want to see what's going on there. And like she would just like reach up with the foot and move the camera. Oh, yeah. That happened to me more than once. And I was like,
you're not getting paid for this session, even though I wasn't going to pay
you anyways. I'm like Skinner watching the little kid on stage singing My Dingling. This show is over. That's exactly how I felt. It was just like, you ruined everything. I want you to delete my AIM name.
And when was this? This was what?
I believe
what
he
years?
Said 2004.
2004?
Which is not all that long ago.
Yeah. I mean, well, I still think
years.
It was.
What are you talking about? You
yeah, that's a long
you
time.
You hadn't even gone through puberty 11 years ago.
That's I had, your life. But in your lifetime, not that long ago.
Well, in my, yeah, I mean, I'm old.
Yes, that is what I was saying.
Were these paid webcams?
No, these were women good enough to,
you're
you know.
You're damn right. Because I know that you didn't have to pay for webcams back then.
You could. I remember my very first time with a webcam girl where I was
you
on
some
like.
You could fake it. You could tell them you were going to pay it and then you could still get the show and then they didn't have it because they really didn't have that kind of situation going on.
There was like online payment pretty early, man.
Yeah, but it wasn't.
There was PayPal by like 2000.
Yeah, but it wasn't super secure. They were like, okay, as long as you're going to send a payment.
What were you doing?
Like cash up front, right, James?
Prepaid.
Whatever they want. Yeah, you tell them whatever you want.
I remember I went to one of those sites that had.
Oh, I know Cash Up Front.
It was.
I know you do.
He's from Woodbridge. Of course he knows. It's it was like a hack thing where it's just a list of stolen passwords that were like working for the next half hour. So for like 30 minutes, we'd be like, click on Bang Bros, and you're actually in Bang Bros. And actually, don't even know if Bang Bros was around back then. But
they probably were. They've been actually.
There was like my favorite, which was nometro.com/Megan.
Hmm.
And for some reason, her site has never gone down because
even
I guess
local.
It still generates.
Unlike her.
it still generates cash. And at the time, it was great. And now it just seems like this creepy time capsule to a woman that might be dead. And she has like the ginger version of the Rachel haircut.
Based on her lifestyle choices.
I mean, she was soft. She was softcore. So those are the good girls. It's the girls that are hardcore that are harlots that die because God punishes them.
Right. Like some people that we know.
Yes. But if you just pull out your bosoms and your fire crotch, that's fine. That's Corinthians. So I think it's the truth.
Thou shall pull out thou's bosoms on thouest webcam.
See.
Are you saying
you were?
I went to seminary for a
tits
few
or GTFO
years.
To the host of the show. Ballsy.
I'm not. Actually like to ask about Bang Bros. Is that a website where bros were banging bros?
No. The Bang Bros banged the bang hoes.
I see. Okay, my mistake.
I don't. I'll just say this. I don't like the whole phallocentric. Is that the word I'm looking for? I don't like
phallocentric.
Maybe I don't know. Tomato, tomato.
It sounds like a
phallus.
Tomato
phallus.
Penis.
Yeah. Tomato dick. Tomato dick.
Whatever.
I don't like the whole jackass meets porn thing that Bang Bros introduced to the industry.
Lord.
Because it's not about the
especially
guy.
Especially back in the day, yeah. They were like, isn't this guy funny?
Like, I miss the mid-90s when it's like just a white guy with a ponytail and his socks on silently piping the town. Like, that's how it needs to be. I don't want to know about the guy's name, the guy's background.
Oh, you're so stuck in your ways.
Call me old-fashioned. What can I say? I want to put on my stovepipe hat and masturbate to the... A nameless ponytail, man.
Speaking of old-fashioned, Papa's Basement was originally John's when he was webcamming, but then it got bought out underneath.
Papa's Basement is my porn wax site?
That was it.
That
was his live site for John's.
It was hard getting traffic. That's why I then joined like the whole male basement collective.
What was the clientele that did
show up? It was his basement.
Up?
Well, I'm all man, so it was like all women that wanted to see me on camera.
I'm sure.
Like every last one of them. They're somehow like all hot widowers, like Anna Nicole Smith situations.
They just want companionship.
Yeah. So technically, to my knowledge, I never did anything in front of a guy. So that's why I'm still going to heaven.
I think the same thing every night.
That you've technically...
Never done anything in front of a guy.
Really?
I think so.
You said things off air about like group antics you've been involved
in. I'm swearing by it.
Okay.
I'm wondering what situations you have been in that make that a gray area question.
I like the technically, yeah.
Who would know?
You would know.
Who would know?
You precisely.
He's a good looking guy though. Like this Pete Maybe over here. So I picture him, if you've ever watched Taken 1, where Liam Neeson's daughter's all strung out and is like part of the Arab sex auction.
Sure.
Near the end. Like, I picture him personally, in that situation, but like for dudes, you know, and chicks, everyone fighting for that sweet.
Well, we've all got that a backstory.
Oh, some more than others.
That's how John came to find me.
That's true.
He kicked a bunch of ass.
I was the fat Middle Eastern guy bidding on Pete Maybe's cherry.
Yeah.
And then Liam Neeson almost killed me. But
that's
then
why
I was
we have to lock the door every time we do a show.
It's like, you can watch for free.
Give me my Pete Maybe back.
Yeah. And then he tucked the gun and watched. And that's why I played a wolf in The Gray.
You've lost us again.
No.
No?
Okay. Yeah, he punched a bunch of wolves.
Oh, yeah.
It was the wolf movie right after
Wolf
Taken.
Wolf Puncher 4.
Like, I think they tried to make it a deep movie, and then, like, Taken came out. Yeah. And then they had to build it as, like... Liam Neeson now kicks the ass out of wolves instead of these sex traffickers. Watch. It was called The Gray, right?
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah, Wolf Puncher.
I remember
I'll speak for myself.
Didn't sit through Wolf Punch 1 through 4?
Movies are just so long these days, you know?
You mean like the 90 minutes they've been since 1954?
Yeah, that's just a lot to ask of me and my time.
Did they lose you once they became talkies?
No. I was okay with the... With the talking part, it's the silence that really gets on my nerves.
Because the way you're talking right now, you sound like a 90-year-old who's cool with like going to the Nickelodeon and watching the propaganda film.
That sounds like my mom.
About like, you know, bugs nips the nips beforehand. And then you're like, then I watch my 45-minute movie and then I'm gone. You're like, as long as Buster Keaton dances some.
Let me be clear.
Yes.
That was my Obama impression, by the way.
Let me be clear.
Yes.
I could tell because you guys can't see in studio, she put on blackface.
Let me be.
Little daring for
millennial.
Little daring for millennial.
I
and
like
fast, by the way.
Yeah, I've been practicing in front of
the
mirror.
She has been concealing burnt cork in her palms for 2 hours.
Is that how they did it?
Yeah. And then
had
she
to
was,
drink a lot of wine.
She went smack, smack. Let me be clear.
Yeah. Anyways, my attention span has been completely shot thanks to the internet. And so movies are just, they're so long. Like, I can't even do a 10-minute YouTube video anymore.
It's hard for me too.
You're bad.
I am disgusted.
I'll say this much. I can't do movies anymore, but I can for some reason do... Like, I watched Narcos pretty much start to finish on Netflix
really?
In 2 days, which is several 45-minute episodes just chained together.
Yeah.
And that was fine. But American Sniper, a movie that I kind of wanted to check out because I like Clint Eastwood and Bradley Cooper's Dreamy, can't bring myself to commit to, like, the 2 hours, 15 minutes.
Like, I will say it keeps you on the edge of your seat.
Really?
Yep. It is a tense movie.
Because you,
people are shooting at them.
You are waiting to see how often the horrible CGI baby will be in the film. What, you don't know about the fake baby?
Oh, yeah. <Isn't> that was just for a brief moment.
Isn't it? Oh, really?
It was pretty bad, though.
Like, there isn't a scene where he's just grabbing this Cabbage Patch doll by the ankles and swinging it?
It was pretty dang bad. Like, you should not be making an intense, you know, war thriller and then have the audience laugh at a baby possibly being killed because of how bad the quality is. That's a bad
design. I thought it was like his baby. I didn't realize it was an Arab baby.
Oh, yeah. Oh, okay. I guess I've forgotten everything.
No, I don't remember.
No, you're right.
All I know is that, yeah, there's the whole thing behind American Sniper for those that wanted to. There were two schools of thought on it. One, you could go in and be like, finally, an American movie for Americans. But school B2... The other option?
What about B?
I don't know.
Okay.
I'm just saying. On the other hand, you could make fun of the baby. Because the baby, like you said, it's this hyper big budget film. And then out of nowhere, like in one point, Bradley Cooper is like holding a plastic baby. Like noticeably
jiggle, jiggle,
plastic.
Jiggle. Yes.
Yeah. Like he just grabs it by the little baby tootsie and he's swinging it about his head going, yee-haw.
Mm-hmm.
And his wife completely breaks the fourth wall and is like, it's okay, people. It's a fake baby. Repeat, fake baby.
Right, cow baby.
Yeah. And then he kicks it really far and goes, goal! And it was the hit of the film. That
Simeon burnt.
But yeah, I watched all of Narcos in like the last 2 days. I've been very depressed. So like, if they find me and like there's a bullet wound through my skull... Don't worry, self-inflicted.
Okay.
Don't go looking
for a
murderer.
Don't think about it too hard.
Yeah.
Who gets your video game collection?
It was
honestly?
Me. What's that?
Who gets the video games?
I don't want people to waste their time with video games, so I'm going to have my friends put them into the microwave and just nuke them.
Oh, that's so mean. I got
to
do that.
But I'm going to force you to watch.
You know, that's really
so
bad
that's
for the environment.
In the will. Oh, is it?
Yeah.
I'm just... Well, they take up, so like, you know, space X... So if we melt them down enough, at least it'll be like a smaller globule.
But the noxious fumes.
I'm going to make Jay breathe them in. You didn't let me finish.
Oh, okay. That's,
that's also
he's
part of
joining me.
Yeah. It's going to just sit in the microwave, and then whoever's executing my estate will say, Jay, are you ready? And he'll be like, yeah. And then Jay will march up with a straw, and as soon as the door's open, he'll go...
Oh, that's good, John.
Yeah. And then he'll be forced to sing Memories.
All alone in the moonlight.
And that's how that works. I missed the point of Narcos, I think.
Did you? They were selling drugs.
Well, it's Pablo Escobar, and there's a white guy who chases him around, and there's also like a Latino guy that chases him around who played the dude in Game of Thrones who gets killed by the mountain.
Oberon.
Really?
Oberon?
That guy's awesome.
Yeah, yeah. The guy who's like, oh, I'm all nimble. I'm jumping around this big guy.
No, you ain't.
Yeah, and then he gets his head smushed, and it's
so
amazing.
Sweet.
Like, it looked like art from a Garbage Pail Kid, except real.
Yeah.
And that guy's in it. And Pablo Escobar is played by, like, I don't know, some fat guy who was in a Police Squad movie. No, that's the Leslie Nielsen stuff. There's a Brazilian movie that's on Netflix, so I actually recognized him. Like, he's
a dude
from that thing. That one time I didn't want to sleep because I was afraid I'd die.
Well, here's my question.
Yes,
from all the Narcos.
Is it better or worse than Medellin from Entourage?
It has to be better than Medellin.
It has to be, or it is?
It has to, well, Medellin, first of all, is fictitious, but second of all, that
hypothetically.
That was supposed to be a real stinkerooski. This is, pardon my French, this was supposed to, well, this is a very watchable series, but it, okay, even though they play... Pablo Escobar is a completely unlikable piece of crap, and he pretty much looks like Pyle from Full Metal Jacket with like a porn stash and like a dirty scruff wig on, pretty much like my hair, that as a wig. They you want to be Escobar? Like, it's not like Scarface.
Really?
Well, you watch Scarface and you're like, I want to be that dude. And you watch The Godfather and you're like, I want to be that dude.
So
like,
is he because I was thinking about this, and this is why I didn't check it out right away, because I was like, I'm kind of anti-heroed out. So...
There's no anti-hero to it. He's a piece of human garbage.
Okay. So there's no, like... All right. He actually gave a lot of money to poor people. That actually sells me way better.
No, no, he is just a complete piece of crap murdering people left and right. But there's a scene near the beginning where he's like, he's trotting around with his little cute short wife. And then you're like, you know, it's a movie.
Sorry.
So, oh, hot.
His
cute Latin wife.
My bad.
Yeah. Ah, the idea of a woman.
Yes, exactly. Pardon me while I rub this one out. Show break. So he's trotting around, and of course it's a movie, so the woman who plays his wife is pretty as a movie star. But how do we indicate that she's the homely one compared to all the side kitty that he's bagging? So they get her, she's like short. And then there's like a tall reporter chick who's also sexy, sexy Latin broad. And she seduces Pablo, or the other way around, I don't know. But they're getting down to it. And she's like, says something about the wife. He's like, don't ever disrespect my wife. And she's like, okay, let me make it up to you. And turns around and says, why don't you F me in the A? And at that point, I want it to be Pablo Escobar rather thoroughly.
That's a very good selling point.
Also, is that a Colombian custom?
I think
so. The old F and the A?
No, like if you insult somebody.
As apology. Yeah.
Yeah. I think so.
So
I mean, I'm willing to bet on this and buy tickets tomorrow.
So what I'm saying is that time I backed into your car, you missed out.
Well, I mean, you backed into it.
Thank you for the silent chuckle, Butters. Played well on air. Oh, God, never again.
Oh, I thought we were about talking about the actual time you backed. Yeah, you missed out.
Why would I miss out? You're
the metaphorical.
You're the one giving.
Like you backed into.
Oh, okay, no.
There you go.
Wipe that whole slate clean. I'm just saying, after that, I was like, why did it take me so long to watch this? What other series, I'm sorry, short of like Queer as Folk, depicts that act and heterosexual that act? You really don't get that on TV. Not even in Game of Thrones.
You really don't. No, they don't. They're like, hey.
You can just Google it and you'll find it.
I know there's nakedsword.com. Wait, that's for the men on men.
But on TV, heterosexual, P to A.
It's
not all that common.
No, it really isn't.
Broad City. Pegging.
No, oh, that's the bad way. I don't want to be sexually judgmental, but
don't knock it till you peg it.
That's the gay and bad way to do that act.
I like it. That's funny.
When the woman puts it to the man, no.
You have the thing up there for a reason. That's all I'm saying.
The prostate?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
What are you supposed to do with that? You got to at least have that.
Why not both?
Yeah, it's got to be three. Three people.
What? No, I don't like that act. I don't want, I'm trying to think if I've had, I mean, I've used suppositories before, and like, I wanted to shower
never.
Like Elizabeth Shue in Leaving Las Vegas
never.
Afterward. You've never had a suppository?
Never, ever.
Really?
Nope.
Oh, when I was a kid, man,
I've got a couple weird blowjobs, but never a suppository.
Well, if she's blowing on that end, it was a weird blowjob. When I was a kid, my little tummy couldn't take Tylenol, and so I had to get it in the, that's pretty much what my mom was like, come here for your bummer. Yeah, and as an adult, a couple times, I thought I had the hemorrhoids, and I had to like shove Icy Prep H up there, and
I've got some back episodes.
Not cool. Yeah, exactly. you've listened to me talking about that, but watch Narcos. Good stuff, butt piping. Colombian butt piping, and other than that, I don't know, just good stuff. Like, I don't know, there's just like throwaway topless scenes. It's like watching an old school 80s film
horror
where they're just like, hey, here's
that's
bosoms. It struck me as a little Game of Thrones-ish, except like it isn't a dragon lady's boobs, it's just some Colombian girl in a tub.
Yeah, who gives a butt poop?
You bailed on that as soon as it came out of your mouth.
Well, I realized that I can't curse
yeah.
about 80%.
Who gives a
turd?
Sentence.
Yes.
Who gives a fig? So this show recorded before Halloween. I feel like we need to say that. We're letting the cat out of the bag. I know this is going up on Monday,
mm-hmm.
if I'm being prompt.
Or we string it up on Saturday. For the gods.
That happened. this show is going up, but there's a chance like some of us will have like a wild story to tell. Like, you know, because isn't like the whole thing about Halloween, you get away with like costumed sex, like Revenge of the Nerds, like we talked about a couple weeks ago.
Yes.
You put on your creepy knockoff Darth Vader mask and then you go down on the cheerleader and then you're like, ha ha, I orally raped you. And she's like, oh, Gilbert.
Like every Halloween when I'm at the party, I'm like, those two are going to have sex. And that's like whatever they're wearing, that's going to be weird. And I don't know how they're going to figure that out, but they're going to get drunk and they're going to have sex.
So, like, Hello Kitty having sex with McGruff the Crime Dog.
Exactly.
Well, it's not like they keep the costumes on. It's the ones
Don't blow that for
me. If they know what's good for them.
Exactly. How often... Oh, God, that was the throwaway joke in...
Do you not care about your partner?
No, wait, what? Oh, no, I was going to say, sorry, it's from Mallrats. Where, yeah, they're talking about someone dressed as Smokey.
You ever seen Smokey F the Bandit?
Yeah, exactly. And then, who's it, Joey Lauren Adams, I think, was like, I did make a mean Burt Reynolds.
Yeah.
Something like that, yeah. So,
fantastic.
No, Halloween, I'm going to put this out there. Not that it has anything edgy to say, so I don't know why. It's like, I'm going to put this out there. Ketchup, not too bad on French fries. Disgusting.
No. Dude, he's so right. I mean,
I don't know. You got to rein it in a little bit. You're making me uncomfortable with these controversial
statements.
Young
Howard Stern over here. No, I was going to say Halloween is the one time that a homely looking man, such as myself, he knew what was going on. He knew.
Yeah,
but,
no.
Yeah.
No.
Oh, you guys. All right. I'm a 9.5. All right. But for air, a homely looking man, such as myself, can put on a costume and get treated the way I imagine a pretty girl is treated the year round. Usually, while it was still relevant, I did a Kenny Powers costume because I'd groom the beard.
I've seen that.
It's a hit.
It's solid.
People lose their minds.
I'll bet.
Like, I can't tell you how many girls, stunners, will just walk up and be like, you're effing out, I'm effing in, or you know, like,
you're
just
like,
say
yes,
that.
Please, let's, yeah, exactly. My car's around the corner.
You're like, does this mean we're gonna do it? And like, ew, get out of here, and then that's my night.
You ruined the helmet.
Exactly. You broke character. Like, no, I kept in character, didn't you?
Exactly.
Get it? Exactly. I asked as him. John's never been rejected still. Glug, glug, glug.
Yeah, very meta.
Yeah, and, but people will just stop you and notice you, and it's awesome, and it at first always makes me happy, and then I get really sad because I'm like, the other 364 days of the year, this isn't going to happen. Like, what else could I do? Maybe for Christmas, Bill Dotrieve style, dress as Santa, get that attention.
Yeah, you could do that.
I could do Easter Bunny, but the head's
but it's
on
also
for that.
Like, ooh, that's pedo territory.
The Santa, yeah, the Santa gets a little creepy. I mean, the Easter Bunny,
no,
for sure.
No lap antics.
Oh, okay.
You know, unless I'm at like a sorority house or something.
Then bring it on.
Dream on.
Yeah. Then it's, let me clear you girls a place to sit. Ho, 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 as I touch the sides of my beard.
Ho, ho, ho.
Exactly. But I've never experienced costumed sex like Jay talked about. Pretty Boy Jay, who I'm sure has had it nine ways to Sunday.
Mm-hmm.
He probably one year
no,
was dressed as
true.
Miss Elizabeth. And got
I
got to
keep it cool for the podcast.
But. Got to dump it inside, or I'm sorry, a Randy Savage. But the other way around, he would have been Macho Man doing a Miss Elizabeth.
Yeah, Macho Man.
That's how heterosexual
you done,
penis
I
vagina
yeah, I lived in Utah for a while. There were a couple Mormons.
What that is, one scene
whatever
from
you know
the
about
Shining.
Mormons, it's true.
I know that one of them was played by Bill Paxton. Is that true?
Yes.
Okay. Thanks for picking up on that Big Love reference 18 seconds later. 56K speed
humor. I had to double
humor.
Check. What do you want from
All right.
me?
Nothing. I want someone to step in on this dead air. I want you to step on this dead air the way Pablo stepped on his Coke.
Well,
so... Oh, no, you go ahead, I insist.
Oh, no, I was just going to say, I was taking care of the Periscope over here.
Oh, okay, well, hell, Butters, you and me then.
I was going to say, I don't know if I'm down with that because of that one scene from The Shining.
Down with Halloween in general? What?
With costume sex.
The
teddy bear blowjob?
Yeah.
Teddy bear blowjob. There's no better scene in The Shining. There's two complete boner rotters. In
yes.
The Shining. They're
actual rotters.
Yeah.
Yeah, that
cute,
was my grandma.
Cute girl
so
turning into rotting corpse. Really? Didn't even have a name. Couldn't roll with it. Get out of here. Get out of here, Bush League. There's the the whole hot chick making out with Samuel L. Jackson, if I remember the actor's name correctly.
Yep, you do.
And he then looks in the mirror, and the woman in his arms is rotting. And that doesn't freak him out so much as when the front of her becomes old. Then he's really like, gross, okay, now it's an old woman. I can handle a back that looks like the Xenomorph from Aliens, but old woman, ew. And then, yeah, there's a throwaway scene, of course, where a man is getting filleted by another man in a mm-hmm. bear costume.
Yep.
It's like the Berenstain Bears, but gross.
It's not at all like the Berenstain Bears. Don't take my childhood
Maybe
away
I am misremembering them.
They're just both bears.
But do you have any like good Halloween stories? I wish I'd asked ahead of time on this because I am just winging it here.
Well, last year I was one of those people on the tarmac of an airport who guides planes in with safety flashlights.
I'm not judging you.
Well,
I just feel if you're going to do the costume, you should be able to like actually name whatever the hell that job is.
I don't think they have a name. And
really?
Because
I feel
I have
like
Googled extensively because I've told this story to people before and everyone is skeptical of this costume. They don't understand the follow through, which is that when you're surrounded by a bunch of drunk, fun idiots, they love to be helped across the street with safety flashlights.
It's a hint.
They love to be directed around the dance floor.
I feel it'd be great if you're a guy because then you're just like, up to my bedroom.
To the bedroom.
Up to my bedroom.
Yep, exactly.
To the gray rape tarmac. Come on.
You know,
what?
I'm thinking of that person too, and I can't think of their name either.
They don't.
I mean,
they
exist.
You can't call it an air
right?
traffic controller.
There's no,
they're not in the tower.
I hope to God they get paid.
They don't have any power.
There's got to be a name for the position because you might as well be walking around in like a white jacket with a stethoscope, and people are like, what's the name of your job? And you're like, I'm a sick person curer. And is there a technical term for that? No. You go to the office of the sick person curer, and they diagnose you with a disease, and then they cure it.
Hey, if anyone knows, tweet at one of us, because I've actually been trying to figure this out for quite some time.
I've worked on the flight line, and I don't know that guy's name.
Wasn't that a great line that came out of me, by the way?
I really don't know who that person is.
Yeah.
Someone needs to sample that and just turn it into a Vine, Kirk Cousins style. You like that?
Oh,
you
like that? You like that?
We'll be doing that for the football show. Oh, yeah, football show after this monstrosity. So you had a hit of a costume. You know what it is like to have an awesome costume that gets you attention beyond belief.
Yes.
It's a heady brew, is it not?
I was the most popular person in Athens, Georgia.
What's that like?
Well.
What's it like to be so high on the totem pole?
You get free drinks.
Tell us, Icarus. Tell us how high you soared on your waxen wings.
I just did.
Okay. You're right. Well, I talked over
I once dressed up as Icarus.
How about you,
drank
Pedro, maybe?
Me?
Wait, why am I asking him? He gets pretty attention all year round.
Yeah, don't have to dress up for that.
He has to dress down.
Mostly? Yeah. I think my best costume that went over really well was we were doing a toga party. It was maybe, I was doing a toga theme.
So like
some
half
friends.
Of your hard peck was out.
Yeah, so that was there. And then once.
Why are we friends?
Of course. I'm.
You're too good looking to be my
seconds.
Friend.
You want my seconds.
That's true.
You're just waiting.
I am the Mac to your Dennis. And I use the Mac method, move in after completion.
And at the stroke of midnight, take it all off and I'm just wearing grapes.
Did
and
you
that
really?
That went over pretty well.
What is it like to be that good looking? I hate it. If I were wearing just grapes, you would hear sirens 8 seconds later. And then I would be in a cell wearing just grapes.
Oh, you would be wearing more than just grapes at this point.
Grapes and
there'd be dudes lining up to eat them.
No.
Because they're hungry.
Oh, yeah.
Exactly. Nothing sexual.
Yeah.
They're in the drunk tank.
I'm going to make wine out of you, boy.
I got in here after they gave us the bologna sandwiches.
I'm going to stomp on you in a giant barrel.
Oh, no. Now I'm just thinking of that famous Lucy scene. Yeah.
If only she was there.
So.
That's also my second best costume.
What was that?
Lucille.
You were Lucille Ball.
Yeah.
Really?
No.
Did
you could have been Lucille Balls.
Did you commit to the bit and also dye your pubes red like she did?
So, I heard that they match.
I think if you're dying at Ginger and you don't commit to the bit, it's a disappointment
it's
to
true.
Anyone that undresses you. And she was back in the day, so like She wasn't going to singe herself. They had like a whole big puff down there.
Yeah.
Like she could have just dumped it
on
lot
to tuck away.
The top. Yeah. And like still it's several inches between her and burning the.
Why do you think dresses were so fashionable? You think they could have worn pants?
Oh, now you just ruined Joan from Mad Men for me.
Oh, no.
Oh, God.
Out to here.
Oh, God. It matched her bosoms. That's how much it stuck out. And
it's like a plug.
Yeah, why didn't they get it cut? Why didn't they get a nice little haircut?
Down yon?
Yeah.
I don't know what it was back then.
When
I guess,
did that happen?
Because everyone still started...
Who started that?
The actual grooming down there?
Yeah, who started that? I feel like you have that knowledge. I don't know why I'm asking
industry.
You.
The cosmetics industry.
Possibly.
Yeah,
capitalists.
Probably.
I want to say in adult films, it started in the 80s. Because like... Before that, like the 70s and the 60s, you look at an old Playboy, and that's
oh, I know.
That's no country for old men down there.
You think that, like, it just, like, the complaint list got really high at the adult film industry, and they were like, you know, we should probably do something about this. Like, these guys
are
really concerned.
I think he, like,
no joke.
No joke, I believe he is onto something. I think it was a side effect of porn, because, like... You wanted to see the action, and before that...
You're like,
just,
what is this, Japanese
yeah,
cinema? Yeah,
it
like, why's
like
the blur?
Chewbacca eating a taquito or something. It just, there wasn't a lot of action, and then you groom it down, and you can see more and more, and then you keep going, and eventually it's just scorched earth down there.
Eventually you have a whole society addicted to prepubescent vaginas.
Yeah, that's, I'm a victim of society. That's,
yeah.
That's my preference.
I
don't know,
help.
Man. I listen to old school, you know, I've listened to my Opie and Anthony in the day, and they were telling stories of, like, conquest during the 70s, and they're like, how, like, you pull down a girl's britches, and it, like, smelled faintly
of
piss down there, and I'm like, look, yeah, I'm kind of with Butters, you don't have to look like a full schoolgirl, I mean, my preference then, but it's like, that's not cool, but
Cleansing needs to happen regardless.
Yeah, but I think even during the course of a day, if you haven't, if you're just like, let it go, you know,
frozen
style, there we go.
Yeah.
It will just, like by the second whiz, especially like, can you imagine like chugging coffee and that smell getting filtered through your fusticles?
Yeah, especially if it's frozen.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's frozen pee does not go away.
That's hard to cut out.
That's true. So maybe it was the Eskimos. That started the shaving.
Probably.
Keep that igloo passion up.
Your shave looks pretty good.
Oh,
I
like,
see that you got
it does,
a fresh
it's
dew.
Cleansed.
Fresh
it's,
dew on the top.
Thank you.
It's nice and serene.
So we can see a little more.
I did get a haircut, and I didn't get a chance to touch up the beard afterward. So I look right now like Kimbo Slice. Where it's just like groomed up top, and then like right at the sideburn line, it puffs out like a homeless Black Santa. It's also reminds me of the time I think Shaq, for a time, had sideburns and nothing else. He had the shaved head and no beard, and then just like this 2-inch strip, much like pubes in porn in like the late 80s, early 90s.
Radical.
He had the landing strips, but as sideburns.
Hey, Superman.
I don't know if I'm like weird. Because I get into haircuts this way, but to me, I kind of feel like this is the way a woman is in a salon. I go in there and I shut off my phone. I don't care how many calls I miss business-wise. I go in there and I'm getting my head touched and they're like, you know, I zone out. It's one of the few times in my life I'm not plugged into video games or pornography or Netflix. Like,
I think it feels great.
It does.
Yeah.
Everyone likes being pampered.
I guess so.
But I'm a little anxious, but like I still let go.
Well, I don't know how to describe my haircut. Like, because every time I walk in, by the time I'm there, I look like the dude that did a lot of heroin, but then I look like Bubbles on The Wire.
Okay.
Like, I let my hair go that much. And
hey,
then
Bubbles was good.
Yeah. The day of, I don't even like try to wet it down. Because I'm like, I might as well go in looking like buckwheat. They're just going to tease it out anyhow. So I walk in looking like a hobo. And then they're like, hey, what do you want done? And I'm like, well, I want the side shaved down a lot and then leave the top relatively intact. Like, so it's like poofy on top.
Well,
the,
you got what you wanted today.
I guess
I would like
so.
The kid and play.
I kind of, yeah, I have the high fade.
Yeah.
That's what we blacks call it.
For those at home, John also just put on blackface.
That's true.
Lickety split.
I took the burnt cork off of Butter's hands, and I was like, quick, touch my face, girl.
I had no say in the matter.
Yeah. So I don't know what to say. Like, give me that haircut that, like, attractive men have, but, like, I'm not attractive, but give it to me anyhow, and then we'll act like my hair matters.
I think it looks good.
Thank you. You did notice it. And
yeah, I did notice it. I noticed it,
but I chose not to say anything.
She said nothing. She knew how to man it up, and then walk in, and you're like, oh, my God, that hair.
Look at that. It's so precious. Good.
Like, do you have a party? You're so handsome. I should introduce you to one of my nieces.
Get out of the studio now.
Don't.
We need to butch it back up. But I as a white guy, you have like a couple different ways, especially me, because I have like the weirdly ethnic hair. My dad was really dark. My dad was like Castro dark. Like he definitely got stopped.
I was just saying
airplanes.
That's really curly.
Yeah. So I got those genes. My brother has like white person hair, but then he lost.
No,
it,
I seen
so.
Him. Yeah.
Joke's on you, buddy. That's some Gift of the Magi stuff. Have like straight Chinese person hair, but then you'll lose it all. Teehee. Sorry. I love you all. Yeah, so I can jump from ethnic barber to ethnic barber in the Northern Virginia area. You really have two options. There's not like a lot of like, there's no Italian barber shops. Not that I'd give my money to them.
I've never been to an Italian barber, nor have I heard anybody that said, you got to go to an Italian barber.
I think you do if you're like in Jersey and then you get the blowout.
Yeah, I think you have to.
You get the Pauly D. But I don't do that. If they had them again down here, I'd steer clear.
Yeah.
Italian work ethic.
I'd suggest
that. Sorry. This is where I can get racial. I'm not done. I'm not kidding.
They can live through it.
Yeah, exactly. They get the pass somehow.
Fine.
They get the pass somehow.
So fine.
Even though they're so rowdy. I want to use a different word for that, but I won't. So you got really a couple options. There's like, I'm just going to say pan-Asian, because I don't know different Asians. I know there's a Vietnamese all-dude barber shop that I sometimes go to.
Do they give you pho while you wait?
You don't get any pho.
Oh, what is the point then?
It would be disgusting.
They give you pho.
It would be disgusting. You'd have to pick around all your beard clippings in the damn thing.
Oh, that's true.
Yeah, really. Think.
Good thing I can't grow
think
facial hair.
God, you do have like a... God damn it. That is the secret of why he looks like four.
Because of four. The clean shavenness?
Yes. He has no stubble.
Well, yeah. I guess now you know what you have to do.
I never figured it out. What?
Until now.
Make
you
him
have
prison
to shave.
Bride? Oh, that too. No, I don't want to shave.
Yeah,
oh my God.
I wouldn't recommend it. I just can't grow any hair. It's not that I shave all the time.
This is like realizing a cat
I'm literally
didn't have a tail
next
the whole
week.
Time. And you like look at a picture of a cat, you're like, what's wrong with it?
How long have
it?
You had this cat? If you didn't realize it didn't have a tail.
God, that is so... You really do have like little hairless boy cheekies.
I shaved it really well for my... commercial audition yesterday.
Yeah, but I can see where you have stubble, like little intermittent. You have like a mustache.
I have a permastache. That's something.
Yeah,
I
you do have like that 12-year-old Mexican boy thing going. God, that is weird. It's so weird. Oh,
it's
a little
fine.
Creepy hairless face. Sorry.
You know, I went over near your place and got my hair cut recently.
Was it at my Vietnamese barbershop?
But I don't
barber
think
shop?
It was at the same place. Because it was a bunch of Greek dudes that I swear that they're... Well, okay, I don't swear because I really
you just
cannot
mean,
tell the difference.
Yeah, you just mean dusky.
They were wearing
dusky, hairy
black
people.
V-necks and jeans.
Those were Greeks then, though.
Were they talking about Spanakopita?
No, I couldn't tell you.
And butt
That's
stuff.
A dead giveaway.
But it was all dudes. And
That's Greek.
Yeah, that was it. And I was getting a haircut there. And the guy started cutting my hair, and then he stops immediately. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, what the hell's going on? Because a guy just came up to him and started talking his ear. And I was like, well, this is strange, but I don't know what they're talking about.
Well, they're Greek, so like kissing each other.
And he starts getting really, really mad. And I'm like, oh,
probably because the guy said he didn't
want to
kiss him anymore.
John,
that Greek race.
I should get out of here.
It's true.
But no, apparently somebody had hit his car. And this is mid-haircut, by the way. Like, at this time, I look like I had a bowl cut. And
I like
somebody
it.
Somebody had...
I think...
Well, I don't have a bowl cut now.
I
yes,
think,
right? You do.
Oh, God. Yeah. You do look like a little Larry from Three Stooges. It's
terrible.
Please tell me I got the right one. I'm gonna look it up now.
Didn't they all have bowl cuts?
But no, it was the most frightening time I've ever had.
I got
had.
The wrong one. Larry's the one with the big puffs on the side.
Ah, bummer. Yeah, I mean, he sounds like a guy who's just got puffs. That was the scariest cut I ever had.
Why? Did you hit the car?
No, because he came back with a vengeance, like he was about to take it out on my head. But he ended up doing a good job.
Why? Was his car hit by someone else who doesn't have facial hair?
He was bald, and I think that's what really pissed him off.
Didn't have the decency to grow hair or stop.
Yeah, or get it cut at his place.
Never going to be one of his customers.
Yeah, exactly. But no, that was really weird. So, still a good haircut.
So you found a Greek barbershop.
I did. Because
I only know two. I know Asian, specifically, I think, Vietnamese. Mm-hmm. And there's the Vietnamese dude shop and then the Vietnamese lady shop. And I've learned to go to the lady shop. Because that way it isn't gay if you get aroused.
50% of them are dudes, but yeah, well, it's okay.
Them and the rest of the population, dude.
Yeah.
I like how you noodled that out. You're like, half of them are girls.
Well, I figured out
a Vietnamese stereotype. No, you dip. And then you also have black barbershops in the area. And occasionally I'll go to those, like if I just want a quick, if I'm in the area and I'm like, let's give soul cuts a try.
Soul cuts.
Yeah. And really? I've done it more than once. And it always lives up to the billing of like any sort of Ice Cube movie.
Of course it does.
Are they like cartoon cuts? Do they play like movies in the background?
It's just Soul Plane.
Like Soul Plane?
Just Soul Plane, okay. And then the third Friday.
That's
maybe what
I thought.
I wish I could have access to those establishments.
You can. You can just walk in. They're not segregated.
Well, okay. Let me be
They
clear.
Won't know how to cut your hair, but
no, they won't. There's no.
they can't walk into anything. Our shops. That's how the segregation works.
They will not know what to do with my follicles. There's no
Yours
reason.
Are so easy by comparison. You just have like straight white girl hair.
I do.
You really think they won't know? They'll be like, we can skip steps 1 through 8 where chemical relaxation takes place and I have to put on the same suit that Heisenberg wore. Like, we just get to the straight hair cutting, that's step 9, and then step 10 is you paying me and leaving. If you walked in, they would hail you like a queen.
I don't think that's true.
They would be like, God, a 15-minute haircut. Why are you here? And you would say to rub it in your faces.
Maybe.
Look at my straight Barbie hair. And then you would just get down and like just whoosh it in a circle. Like Jason Newsted rocking out for Metallica. Just a headbang or two.
You really like
And then
Jason.
Leave and not let them cut my hair.
Yeah.
Cliff forever.
Cliff, nice. Died 29 years ago, a couple weeks ago.
Yeah.
Forgot to mention
Almost
on
as
the
old
show.
As I am.
R.I.P., man.
It's crazy.
So, yeah, you lived in a world without Cliff Burton. What's that like?
But he did influence my bass.
You don't get any of this.
No.
You go home, your homework is look up who Cliff Burton was.
No, I don't feel
and
like
And then
that.
Play Orion 6 times in a row.
I graduated. I don't have to do that anymore.
That's true. You're done with work and learning. So I didn't go to the black barbershop this time, mm-hmm. where I've honest to God seen people come off the street and I seen people come off the street and like
I seen it.
Sell hot stereos and
Be
stuff
careful
like that.
About putting on black voice.
I'm just saying.
Hashtag black voice.
It lived up to the billing of any movie you'll ever watch. But I like my Asian girl barbers. There's nothing quite like the Asian barber shop, especially when they're frequented by white people. Deathly silence. Like you're at a wake. There was a Fox News on in the corner. Didn't like that part so much, but I guess they have to kiss up to the real
fine.
White audience. But I felt like I got taken, though, because I went to my Asian barber shop.
Give me my hair back.
Where's my daughter, fat Arab guy? And I'm chilling for a couple minutes, and out of nowhere, this Latino guy hops out of the back. And he's like, you want your hair cut? Come. I'm like, whoa, what the? I don't want to get racial, but do you know where we are? You don't belong here.
You're going to teach me how to dance.
And again, I don't want to get too stereotypy.
I think you do.
I do.
I think.
But despite the Asian folks not really knowing about so much the curly hair and hair with volume and body and all that, I'm just saying, when I was a little kid and I went to haircuttery,
yeah,
like eight, like all the haircutter chicks, I'm not kidding, would put down their scissors from their customers and like all rush toward me because I had like gorgeous black Asian hair, but it also had volume and curls and stuff. They all went nuts and would just like fiddle with my hair.
Maybe that's why you love getting your hair cut so much.
Yeah, yeah, really.
Emotionally takes you back to that place why of being the pretty girl.
Why have I dated anything other than GB. Asian women now that I tell that story? But they kind of like do a meticulous job. Like they're working a bonsai. Like you get a 45-minute haircut from an Asian chick, she'll just zone out, and I drink in every minute.
I have never gotten a good haircut from an Asian lady.
You racist piece of garbage.
I'm just saying.
Hit the
that
streets,
has been
man.
Mine, but I think you're right. I think it's because yours is more like a bonsai.
They love it, and I love them loving it. Instead, I've got Hector whacking away like, you know, machete style at the underbrush,
like he's landscaping.
Yeah, exactly. Again, but it wasn't like it wasn't the best haircut I've ever had. It's okay. I didn't get to zone out and relax because it was just, I could tell he wasn't doing what I wanted with it really, despite the fact I can't describe whatever this cut is.
Yeah.
I'm like, just chop the sides and leave the top kind of intact, like Kid and Play. And then I show the cover of House Party 2 to him.
Nice.
Yeah. And the haircut, even taking aside Hector's Hectorness, factoring that out, near the end,
Hector Cooley.
There's a finale act where I almost feel like a porn star getting a load blasted on her face.
Or his.
His. Oh, that's true. Yeah. Look at you striking a blow for equality. There is gay sex on tape. Twice that's happened. So near the end, they hit the a little pump and out comes hot shaving cream. And like typically you're at a barbershop and they're using the clippers and everything is mechanical, and it's not like, you know, what you'd see in a mafia film where like Al Capone sitting back and they're using the huge straight razor that you would like cut a prison snitch's larynx out with.
Yeah.
But near the end, you hear the little mechanical and a hot load of shaving cream goes in the typically yellow hand, and then it gets slapped on the back of your neck and you're like, And again, it's like the culmination of a sex act almost. Like you're getting one blasted on the back of your neck. But it's shaving cream. And it's awesome. Because then they pull out the old school straight razor. And even though it's like a disposable blade and not like an affixed blade that you sharpen on the strop, as I believe it's called, it's close enough for me. They're using the straight razor on the back of my neck, and I'm Greek, so they're going like halfway down my spine to get all the hair. And it's great. I'm
like, where does it stop?
Yeah, exactly. Where does it stop? They just kind of arbitrarily.
You want me to keep going?
Get near
take
the
your shirt off.
Yeah, they take your shirt off. Everyone draws their own line when it comes to shaving my back. So this guy, I hear the ring, and I hear right on the back of my neck, and I feel the hot load splashing, and it's great. And then he's like, pardon me, I have to go get something. And this guy marches off, and for 2 minutes, I've got this thing starting to trickle down the back of my neck.
And then from across the room, he just threw a towel at you.
Clean up, whore. And he screamed that. And I felt very much like a used porn star. Yeah. Like after a scene, like, you know, you're going skiing with two chaps, one in each hand.
Two chaps.
Yeah, and everyone, let's just say, gets off the ski lift. And then when the filming's done and the lights go off.
And you're back having hot cocoa at the cabin.
I'm just feeling the glaze cool on the Krispy Kreme. And I'm like, this isn't cool. I am just a used tramp sitting here.
He came back, right?
He eventually came back and scraped this chili load off the back of my neck.
Did he explain himself?
No.
What the hell?
I think he just wanted to dominate a little. He was like, sit there,
it
gringo.
It sounds like it.
Let it chill on your neck, you whore.
Oh, man.
He could have, like, I'm not going to say salvaged the haircut with, like, a prompt shaving, but he didn't have to, like, take it into a wall, crash test dummy style either.
Yeah.
He didn't have to be like, you thought this was crappy? Kaboom. And then I'm like, wow, you took the crown on that one. But he did.
That sounds awesome.
And that was my day.
But it still looks good.
Thank you.
And you just got to go to the place where
yeah,
Pete
I'll
went
take
for
you to
his,
the
this Greek
this place.
The Greek barbershop.
Yeah.
I hate going to Greek places because then they try to talk to me in Greek.
I could see that. They were really chatty.
Yeah, they're like, blah, 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 blah. Like,
they were very chatty.
That's my only frame of reference for Greek culture, by the way, in case anyone hasn't picked up
on
that.
You could also say baklava.
Baklava.
There you go. Say it like an Italian. Baklava. Yeah.
Baklava.
Baklava. I like it. That's what I had on my neck. Baklava.
Yep.
Yeah, so I don't like being around the Greeks because then they make me feel like a complete, I feel like someone biracial at the black barbecue and then they're saying a lot of black stuff. And you're like, I was raised by my white parent. I don't know what you're talking about.
A cultural tease, as Portlandia put it.
Yeah, yeah. I'm not part of this world. And then I feel kind of bad because I'm like, why didn't my dad teach me Greek? And then I remember
like he gets it. And you're like,
yeah, I remember like one time he sat me down with a little Greek book when I was about five and he started reading it. And I was like, F this ass. Why am I having to learn this garbage? And he was just like, yeah, you're right. And put on Univision and stared at like fat Spanish ass and was like, I don't care. Teach him if he doesn't want it.
Yeah.
And then he taught me to like fat Spanish ass. So you know what? He did.
That's the same thing that happened
tradition.
To me.
Really?
Yeah, they just set me in front of the TV and turned on Univision.
Yeah.
They were like, you will learn to love it.
And you
it's
did.
It's here to stay.
Oh, yeah. My dad taught me to appreciate it all. There's a story I have to tell once a year.
Fantastic.
On air when we were watching, which Salt and Peppa video was it? Maybe Shoop. I think it was Shoop. And I was a little kid. And I was just like, hey, Dad, do you swing with the women of the Afrocentric persuasion? And this is a guy who, like, came over in the mid-70s at, like, age 38. And he just drops, all C-bombs are black in the dark. To a kid in his, like, about age 12.
Okay.
I'm like, one, how did you know that word? And two, because I just learned it 3 weeks ago on the playground myself. And two, words to live by.
Oh, that's funny.
He sounds colorful.
Oh, he was good.
Or maybe monotone.
Now he's mostly, like, brown and gray, I'm guessing.
Monochrome.
Oh, good lord. That's blue.
Yeah. Because he's dead. Well, shall we end on that happy note? Go out with a big bang.
God with a
dead
Halloween scream.
There we go. Surf Rider's kicking in. You can't hear it on the Periscope if you made it to the end, but we're listening to Surf Rider. That's the thing about studios. If the mics are on, the whole studio setup doesn't feed out. All right, everyone. Enough explaining how a board works.
Thanks, Teach Papa.
If they made it to the end of the episode, they know how board works. Ba-dunch. I am John Papagiorgio. This is Papa's Basement. Show's website, inpapasbasement.com. Go there for every episode we've ever done. Eventually, I'll start writing again, and it'll go there. You can also find, I think, the last 100 episodes are on iTunes. Please subscribe there. Give us downloads. Give us ratings. Tell people about the show. All that junk. Again, at Papa's Basement on Twitter for me. Facebook.com/Papa's Basement. Like us there. You guys, do your thing.
If you guys don't already know about the contest, here it is. Send us your Halloween costume. Send us photos.
Send the actual costume.
Send the actual costume.
Interesting.
If you want to show up in it, we'll let you in the studio. That sounds fantastic.
How about, so what, send photos
send
of themselves
photos
in
of yourself in the costume.
Yeah,
could you let me
even
finish?
Better.
I'm sorry.
Good lord.
I'm sorry, you lippy little chihuahua with your hairless
cheeks.
I just wanted
people to come visit. So if you guys do that, you could win anything you guys want to choose from the merch site. And then I'm at Pete Maybe.
I'm sorry, Mr. Bigglesworth in a Tom Brokaw wig.
And I am Intern Butters. And on Twitter, I'm Is Butter Worth It? And please tweet at me if you know the name of the person on the tarmac who uses the safety flashlights to guide in the planes. And then on Tumblr, I'm How Much Is Butter Worth? And that's all I got.
Awesome.
I caught that voice. Speaking of guiding women to be, bad things done to them.
I don't know if there was any guiding going on.
Yeah. All right. Till the next one. We're out of here.
Oh, I'm ashamed.
We're home free. School's out, baby.
Good show.
Nothing to talk about. Nothing to critique. Great show. Great guests tomorrow. You go home, have a glass of wine, whack off. I'll see you tomorrow.
That's the post-show critique?
Yeah. You're the best.
It's my time to go. I successfully burned all my bridges. Nobody loves me, and I don't love nobody.
Then he said penis.
Yeah. Then he said masturbation.
Then he said vagina. That was cool.
Had a mighty hard time, but I'm on my way. Had a mighty hard time, but I'm on my way. It's a mighty hard climb, but I'm on my way.